A couple of weeks ago, I helped lead a field trip that included stops at the Konza Prairie Biological Station and the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan. I can't think of a better 1-2 punch for showing off the state, especially this time of year. People are always looking for places to explore the Flint Hills, and the Konza Prairie is a good one. It's an 8,600-acre parcel of ground southwest of Manhattan that's used for teaching and research and owned by the Nature Conservancy and Kansas State University. On the property's north side, a public hiking trail meanders through a forested area along a creek bottom, then runs up through the tall grass prairie that's more typical of the Flint Hills. Fall is a great time of year to see the colors in the grasses and the bright red sumac. It may not exactly be prime time for wildflowers, but we saw white and purple asters and a few pale blue sage. The yellow broomweed has done especially well this time of year. You could hear black-capped chickadees buzzing in the trees. A flock of 20 or 25 turkeys ambled through the grass. A hanging bridge took us over the clear, gravel-bottomed Kings Creek. Kansas has relatively little publicly accessible property on a per capita basis. That makes the Konza especially important. People seem to have figured it out. On our recent field trip, we saw joggers and hikers and two busloads of seventh graders out on a prairie field trip. Most of the time, though, solitude is pretty easy to come by out here. The Konza is a great place to experience the tall grass prairie. A place to learn about it is the Flint Hills Discovery Center in downtown Manhattan. Built in 2012, it's full of displays about Flint Hills geology, plants, animals, and human culture. One exhibit gives a below-ground glimpse of the root systems of grasses that hold the prairie together. And through mid-January, there's even an art exhibit entitled Flint Hills Masters, featuring prairie paintings and sculptures. But for my money, the coolest thing is the video that introduces the Flint Hills. I know, every time you visit a museum, you hear the same thing. Watch the video first. Well, in this case, you really should. It's on a widescreen, IMAX style. The photography is spectacular, and I don't want to spoil this experience for you, but the video grabs all your senses, not just sight and sound. And you might recognize the voices of the narrators, from locals like Emporia State Professor Jim Hoy to singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett. A few years ago, I emailed my older brother that I was spending the day in the field. In the field, he wrote back dubiously. What exactly does that mean? And I responded, I'd tell you, but it'd just make you mad. What I had in mind was a day like this one. I always say the worst day in the field is better than the best day in the office, and it doesn't get much better than an autumn day in the Flint Hills of Kansas.